David Lyle-Morris, you have come to Finland now to have your new CD on the market and marketing it, and also you are playing in some rallies. Tell about what you're doing these 2 weeks.
Yes, yeah, I'm very excited to come to Seinäjoki again for a day festival. That's a town that's been very kind to me over the years. Matti Kari was one of the first people I met when I came here, and has always been very positive about our ministry. And so there's a good history there. And then in recent times, of course, getting to know the Pentecostal church and singing there. But Radio Day's been our friend ever since we first came to. And so we really appreciate this friendship. We don't make much money from our music. It's really nothing about money. All we do is that God provides for the next opportunity to sing. And it's all about the singing and the meeting people and praying for people. And a day festival would be great for people to come to. I really recommend they come on Saturday. We're praying for good weather. And there's lots of great music there, but lots of great people. And so good time to bring family and friends who might not come to church, but they might come to a fun day and hear some good music and maybe think about their spiritual life, think about faith, but not preaching or anything, but just to enjoy God's creation and the fact that he's given us these songs.
Yeah, you have been in Day Festival the last time 2 years ago when we had it in Pietarsaari. Mm. And then you have been playing all over the world in this kind of rallies as well, or festivals.
Yes,
how would you compare? How is our Day Festival? Now you can tell something.
I can be honest.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed Pietarsaari, not least because Nina Ostrom was there, who, again, I met when I first came. Our families are lifelong friends, and she is such a blessing. You know, a lady who goes to Russia to sing in the prisons, I mean, that is, I have so much respect for her. And she's part of this year's event. So it's to do, again, with these connections. And then I met Juha Tapio again at Pietarsaari. And again, I knew him at Rutila when he's a young guy. His first cassette, I think it was, even. I remember it. With terrible haircut. I remember it. And people saying, oh, you should meet this Juha, he's really talented. And, oh, hey, Juha. And, you know, and look at him now. And you know, just to meet him again, and the fact he remembers me and I remember him. And I love to pray for people like Juha, because they're God's hands and feet in the culture. They're out there, you know, living their faith and bringing hope through their art. And that's the real deal. So there you go. It's about people. It comes to me, it doesn't matter what the stage is like so much, or what, it's the people that are there. And again, at Pietarsaari, my highlight was I was singing a worship song, and I thought that the crowd for some reason wasn't really in it. But then I looked out and I saw a lady in a wheelchair, and she had her arms up and she's crying and she's singing to the Lord. And I go, she gets it. This lady who can't walk, she gets this. Why the rest are so shy? I don't understand it sometimes. She was into it. And that is why I do my job, is to see that reaction from someone who's broken. They understand that they need the Lord. Jesus is the only hope. And so that makes my day.
But is that a hard time with the Finnish people? Because that's what we are. We are not so outgoing with the music and ylistys, what's that?
Worship
culture is not the same than in New Zealand, for example.
Yeah. But I think a lot of European people, like white New Zealanders, are European by root, so they can be very, very reserved as well. But if you find with Maori people or Pacific Island people, they have this immediate engagement with music. It'll be tears or laughter or joy or dance or some strong reaction. And so I've had to learn to be patient, you know, with European audiences. And often there are great things happening, and you might see one little tear, and that's enough for me. Tears are very, very powerful. I think if I see people crying in my concerts, I'm very happy, because I know something very deep is happening in their life. And I don't need to know what it is, as long as they are meeting with the Lord in that moment. And so that's why I think we also use a lot of minor chord songs here. You know, I always sing Finlandia, a version of Finlandia, because it's just such a beautiful, you know, statement about your nation. And so just to sing songs like that, I think, can connect with people who are a little more shy, or who wouldn't maybe stand or dance with music, but at least they can connect. And as long as they're connecting with the Lord, then that's fine.
And now you're going first time to Pentecostal, the biggest event, summer rally.
Yes.
And maybe they are more open to singing with as well.
That's right.
Are you looking forward this?
Oh, very much. Yeah, it's a real privilege. My work takes me across many different types of churches, from Catholic to Pentecostal to Free to Lutheran to all kinds, black churches in America, African churches. I mean, and they're all so different. And I think what the Lord's taught me is to see the beauty in every tradition. And there is something beautiful about every single Christian tradition, because they have some grain of truth that they have learnt, and that they make that their main thing. Salvation Army, for example, you know, their main thing is caring for the poor, and that's their act of worship. And all the church can learn from them. They are the experts in that. And then other churches have other giftings, but I don't think one's more important than the other. Each church just needs to be faithful to their calling. And we're part of a church plant in New Zealand, a new church. So we're establishing a new way of being church in 2014 in Auckland, New Zealand, and that's fun. My wife and I are really enjoying that. And my wife's taking on a leadership position there, because she so believes in what's happening, and that's exciting. But Gaoru will be a real privilege again to be. I'm on with Nina again, and bringing some great musicians. So people should really come and join us on the Thursday and the Friday. Thursday we're doing more of a concert. Friday we're doing a English worship service, so we can really flow and worship at that time.
Well, next we are going to listen to the song Bluebird. Mm. So what is the story behind this song?
Yeah, this song is a picture or a poem about a bird that's broken. And someone comes along and picks this bird up and takes it home and nurses it, and then eventually blows on it. And allows it to fly again. And it's this beautiful picture of God's healing in our lives. And when Andres and I started to work on the song, I'd met a Canadian lady called Carmen in our church in Auckland. And I found out that she had a brain tumour, and she needed to travel back to Canada for treatment. And I started to think, so you're flying home for treatment. And I sort of think, so I said to Carmen, do you like birds? And she said, I love birds. When I was a small girl, my dad and I used to watch them for hours. And I said, do you have bluebirds in Canada? Because we don't have them in New Zealand. She goes, oh, yeah, bluebirds, they're my favourite. And I was like, oh, I think I have a song for you. So we've dedicated the song to Carmen and her family. And she's in Canada at the moment getting treatment for her brain tumour. Her family's in New Zealand, so they're separated for this time. It's very, very tough. But the song speaks about the hope of healing in this life. But even if it doesn't happen in this life, then we have the promise in heaven that we'll be restored to the way God made us. And so that's the hope for Carmen and for others who face challenging circumstances, is that God's healing's here in this life and it's there in eternity.